Good day, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Psalm Sessions. I am half of your co-hosting team. I'm Miles, and I'm here with...
And I'm Brent.
Hey, Brent. How you doing, man?
I'm good. You have the best radio voice of a non-radio guy I've ever heard.
I am a radio guy. You didn't know this about me? I used to have a radio show.
I learn things about Miles every day. He's done everything... seeing everything and being everywhere.
So it is actually, it is legitimately the truth. I used to have a radio show on LU Radio, which is Lakehead University in Thunder Bay, Ontario. Shout out to my alma mater. And I actually once, I would say, auditioned to be a professional radio host in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and I did not get the gig.
Aw, man.
Right?
You totally do have a good radio voice.
It's their loss.
I think it's about the things that you attempt. Even if you don't win, you tried.
You tried.
Yeah, there's no participation medals, but still.
Well, we're excited here on Psalm Sessions. Yeah. We are joined today by local celebrity and superstar, Abby J. Hall. Welcome to the show, Abby.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys.
You're most welcome. So we had Ty Halle on the show last week, and we called him a celebrity and a superstar, too. So
yeah, it makes you feel good when you're like, you know, you're not there yet, but like...
You're there? What are you talking about? You're not there yet. You're doing a gig with Ty, though, aren't you?
We're doing a gig actually next week together. I'm super pumped about that.
Nice. Yeah.
He was telling us about that. This is at the Burlington Performing Arts Center?
Yeah, it's like part of the Live and Local like segment.
Yeah.
And it was fun because it's like, oh, I wonder who I'm going to like co-headline with. And it was Ty. And I was like, hey, that's awesome.
It's Ty. Speaking of great, that's my terrible segue into, we've done one show. We talk about the stuff that interests us, food, drink, that fun stuff.
Nice.
Glenlivet. So I'm a Scotch, I'm a whiskey fan. Glenlivet has decided that it would be a great idea to make their product in what is being referred to as the Glenlivet Tide Pod. It looks like a Tide Pod. I like to think of it as a grown-up gusher. Do you remember the gushers?
Yes,
totally.
Yeah, this is a grown-up gusher.
Okay.
I struggle with this, though, because I don't know, like, I've seen pictures. It comes in, it looks like a Tide Pod, and it's loaded with Glenlivet Scotch. But, like, I feel like when you bite into a liquid in that, like, there's no good way of... Do you eat? I guess you eat these. You don't drink, you eat? I don't know.
Well, you must, otherwise it'll be kind of dripping down your
face.
It just explodes.
It's going to blow up everywhere.
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned of mixing them up, too, with the thing that goes in the dishwasher. And that
wouldn't
be pleasant.
No.
But they think that this is a good idea. But I like the idea of the grown-up gusher. To me, though, like these would be great if you're going to an event that you're not supposed to be drinking at. It'd be a lot easier to sneak them in. Right?
100%. And I'm not sure that that's a good thing.
No, absolutely not. It is not. Glenlivet thinks that this is a great idea. It's already garnered the name on the internet of the Glenlivet Tide Pod. I don't get it. Also, you would think that like that gelatin stuff that is surrounding it is going to affect the taste.
Well, I'm generally not a pudding jello sort of soft. The texture just doesn't
work
for
neither.
Me.
So I don't like that
texture. So Brent says he learns things about me on the fly. as Brent talks about texture, Brent will not drink hot liquids.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's expose Brent's weirdness.
So it took us all the way to episode 2 for that to come out.
Yeah, Brent will not drink coffee. He won't drink tea. We've had a discussion about you will eat soup.
A soup all day long.
From a bowl.
Yeah.
But if I put that soup into a mug and I give you that mug of soup, would you drink it?
No, because it's like drinking a hot beverage.
Did you have like a bad experience as a child or something?
I must have. I think I've probably repressed the memories. it's funny. I love the aroma of coffee beans. I like actually iced coffees.
Okay.
But, you know, put a cup of tea or a cup of coffee in front of me and it'll sit there all day long.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm the same with coffee. Like, I love the smell, but I can't stand the drink. But, like, I love tea, so.
And you no teas, no herbal teas, no...
Only if I have a cold.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, we're learning new things now.
Yeah, what is it? What does it make you feel like? Is it like...
It just warm. It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. See there?
Cold.
All right, enough of putting Brent on the spot. Really? I'm sure we'll do it at least 6 more times this episode.
In the crosshairs.
In the crosshairs. On the topic of booze, Alice in Chains.
Yeah, so Alice in Chains is one of my guilty pleasure 90s grunge Seattle scene bands. I've seen these guys four times now. And man, Jerry Cantrell is just a beast on the guitar. But now I guess he's a beast in the bourbon world.
A beast in the bourbon world.
Yeah, I just read this yesterday, in fact, when we were going over some notes for the show, that Alice in Chains has partnered with a company called Few Spirits. And Warner Music, which I learned, has an artist services division that I guess helps them maybe go into other business ventures. I don't know. But they've got a new bourbon coming out called All Secrets Known, and it's one of the songs from an album they did about 10 years ago.
Yeah, are you a bourbon guy?
Not even a little bit. About as much as coffee.
About as much as coffee. I can honestly say I've never tried bourbon. Mm. I used to be pretty boring. I was like a rye and ginger guy through and through.
What's to say that you're not still boring?
Oh, ouch. There it is.
It's about putting the crosshairs on somebody else.
Yeah, that was well done. That was well done. No, I used to just, it was like rye, and it was Crown Royal through and through. And then I discovered 40 Creek, which opened a whole new world of rye drinking. And then just last summer, a friend of mine introduced me to gin, and now I'm like gin and sevens all day long.
Yeah, you are a gin lover. It's interesting too, you know, with this Alice in Chains foray into the beverage world, there's a lot of this that has happened. I mean, how many minutes are we into the show now?
We're like 7 minutes.
So it took 7 minutes into the show for me to again drop the name Sammy Hagar, of course, because of his iconic Cabo Wabo tequila. But also, Motley Crue has had a tequila.
Yeah.
There's others that are not coming to me right now. But there seems to be this trend towards artists and folks in the entertainment world that are getting into the beverage.
Yeah, category. Dan Aykroyd's got his Crystal Skull Vodka.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff either. Sorry, Dan. I'm sure Dan Aykroyd's listening to this.
100%
yeah,
he is.
Yeah. He'll phone me later and be like, hey, I was listening to your podcast, and thanks for saying terrible things about my vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Abby's got it's fall sweater weather, right?
It is,
and
yeah.
She's got a fall sweater on for sure. Yeah. We talk a lot on the show about our love of food, and we learned just before we started recording this morning that Abby is also a foodie and a food lover.
Yeah. So what's the best thing you've eaten lately?
The best thing I've eaten lately, probably, okay, I love Kelly's. Like Kelly's. Cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. When I go in there, it's like, what do you eat? Yeah. I don't know.
So the answer is you eat everything.
You eat everything. Yeah. And it's so good.
But Kelly's, isn't Kelly's, it's like everything's like sugar free and everything is like it. Is it? Are
it's
they still like, cupcakes? Are they?
I think it's all. Have you
been?
All gluten.
No,
I've
never
been.
Oh my goodness, Miles, you have to go.
I have to go.
It's so good.
So okay, tell me why it's so good. What
it's
do
so
I
good
eat?
Because it's like anybody who has an allergy, like to peanuts or to eggs or just like a bunch of different like allergies, like you can eat this cupcake and it totally tastes good still.
And it totally tastes good.
Totally tastes
still.
Good.
Usually gluten free like cupcakes or baked goods, and I just don't taste legit, but Kelly's, they've done it right.
I've heard this. I've heard a lot of people say a lot of good things about Kelly's, but yeah, I've never been.
Yeah, the store's been on the street for a long time, and now that it's fall sweater weather, we can walk up and down Brant Street and sample some culinary
and sample
delights.
Some culinary delights.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I'm not a sugar guy. I don't do, and I guess Kelly's doesn't really, do they use sugar? I thought
yeah,
it was,
they do. They
it
do.
Is? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a sugar guy. I'm a salty. I'm a bag of chips kind of. I see Brent smiling at calling me salty.
And you're all that in a bag of chips.
All
really.
That in a bag of chips.
Yeah. I think right now it's keeping with the fall theme. It's like stews and soups.
Yeah.
Or like real comfort food dishes.
Yeah.
As much as I love the summer and, you know, hanging out by the pool or at the beach all day long, fall for me is a really great food time. Those comfort dishes are just can't get enough.
So what's your go-to?
Well,
whether
I know,
it be at home or restaurant or like what's your go-to?
Yeah, sure. I know you're a big lasagna lover.
Oh my God,
Some nice rich pastas for sure.
Oh my gosh,
I'm a sucker for chilies and like minestrone and beef barley soup and like just big hearty stews. Soup
again, but not from a mug.
No, it can't be. No. It has to be a bowl and a spoon because that's how you eat soup.
That's how you eat soup. So for me, the other day, again, taking advantage of the time of year, I went over to Alberta Farms, where, I mean, I can't even begin to articulate how great the produce is there and inexpensive. So I bought, I think it was a total of 20 pounds of tomatoes and some amazing peppers and all this great stuff, and I brought it home, and I lit up a big fire in my backyard, and I fire-roasted all of that stuff, made a gigantic 20-quart pot of pasta sauce, and started jarring that all up, and then I made a lasagna.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So is one of those jars going to make their way into my hands at some point?
It might just. I also made salsa out of
and Abby also. Too. Let's make sure.
And Abby.
Yes,
take care of Abby.
Yep.
So I want to talk about something. We're going to jump away from food because we all have smartphones. Everyone loves their smartphones, right?
Yes.
I read this the other day, and at first I was like, that doesn't seem true. But then I thought about my own phone, and no, it is true. So they say the average person has about 90 apps on their phone, but that you're only using about 11% of them.
I believe that.
I believe it too. I was on my phone and I'm like, I don't know if this stat is true. And then I was looking and I have like pages of apps and I start opening folders and I'm like, why do I have this app? I've never used it in my life, but I downloaded it at some point in time. So Abby, I'm curious from you, like, do you have a ton of apps on your phone?
Let's see. I haven't even really looked. I have like, not a ton.
You have like 12.
Yeah.
Half of those are the stock apps.
Yeah.
Wow. How about you?
She's an investor, clearly. For me, I've got probably something close to that 90 level, and fully agree, I use only a small percentage. For me, a big one is actually the LCBO app. Mm. I get a little notification. They have a thing called Wine Wednesday. We're kind of going down a road here.
Yeah.
TSN.
And we're back to booze,
TSN.
Folks.
Well, you know what? We're talking about ball hockey earlier, and I'm a big sports fan. So the TSN app is one that I use quite a bit. Because I love all things Mexico, I have Duolingo on my phone.
Yes. I have that too.
I'm trying to learn a little
bit
of Spanish, and I'm really not that great.
Do you find does Duolingo work? Like, is it?
It works a little bit, but then if you were to have a conversation, I feel like with someone, it's still like
you're out.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to literally move to Mexico and spend like 6 months just being immersed in the language to really learn.
See, now I've learned some Spanish through Rosetta Stone. My brother-in-law is Costa Rican, and he actually teaches Spanish and English. And he sat down at Rosetta Stone, and he wanted to see, like, from a teacher's standpoint, is it good? Does it work? And he said it's the closest thing to being immersive in the language.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
But I've never tried any of the apps. I've only ever tried Rosetta Stone. And even at that, like, I think a lot of people, tourists, you pick up the tourist, you know, un cerveza, por favor, and you're done.
See what I did there?
Yeah, puede decirme cuánto es? That's kind of
obrigada.
Yeah, like you kind of learn this stuff and then you move on. But I believe this. Now, something I've been using my phone for, though, is, and I never thought I would be one for this, like I find food is getting lazier is the thing. Like, I don't know if we as people are getting lazier, but food is getting lazier. I do mobile ordering now, like Tim Hortons. I'll throw my order in. By the time I get to the store, it's sitting there waiting for me. And I feel like royalty as I walk around that giant lineup of people and I pick up my order and they're all looking at me like, how does that guy get his? But it's great. And then Little Caesars is now, I'm a sucker for pizza. I love pizza.
Yeah, pizza's good.
And, I mean, I like the, like, big artisan pizzas and the stone-fired oven and all that, but it's kind of hard to go wrong with the good old Little Caesars, hot and ready, just got it. They've introduced the Little Caesars portal. This thing is a tower that you put your order in. It gives you a code, you get to the store, you enter your code, and this thing shoots a pizza out at you.
That could be kind of dangerous.
Yeah, like food is legit getting lazier. We don't even have to interact with people anymore. And through Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes, you don't even need to talk to a person anymore, and food just shows up.
I think it's fair to say that the whole world is getting a little lazier. I understand the pace of technology, and the application is really powerful sometimes, but man, it just sort of seems like there's an app for that is really the way of the world now. And I'm not sure it's such a good thing.
Yeah. Probably not. And then you get into the conspiracy theories that half the apps are just some foreign power spying on us anyway and collecting our data, and Facebook is out to get us. And
Facebook is out to get us.
We love you, Mark Zuckerberg, because I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg and Dan Aykroyd are likely sitting in the same room right now.
Probably listening, having some Crystal Head vodka.
Having some Crystal Head vodka and live streaming their experience. Anyway.
Well, I think I don't have so many apps, probably because my phone storage, I have so many videos and so many recordings that I have to keep deleting them. So I'm like, okay. Now, it gets so stocked.
This is an interesting one. Now, do you use your phone for recording?
I do.
Yeah.
For voice memos, yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, voice memos. And you can now get fully integrated soundboard apps in your phone.
Yeah, true.
So you can buy really high quality microphones that can plug right into your phone. The processing power on these things is ridiculous. So you can actually do a semi-professional musical recording through your phone.
There's really an app for everything.
There really truly is.
So that kind of technology, I think, is fabulous because it is really supporting artists who are wanting to kind of break into the biz and build a bit of a career, and making anything that makes it more accessible is a very good thing.
Yeah, I was working with a band a couple of weeks back, and we've got a 12-channel good old knob board sitting in front of us. This guy had his entire band running through one iPad, and it was wireless. He would walk out in front. He had a soundboard on his screen. He would adjust all these levels, and it controlled the entire band from one iPad.
That's awesome.
That he's walking around doing this. And yeah, technology and music has come so far. Mm-hmm. It's, I think in some ways that can help, in some ways that can hinder. I think there's a lot of artists that start relying a little too heavily on technology in some ways, auto-tuning, things like that. But, when you kind of slip in that electronica, if you will, I think there's a great place for it. And that's my segue in, because I know Abby uses some very tasteful and good kind of pop themes throughout your music a little bit. Do you know?
Thanks.
Yeah. Here we are. We've got Abby J. Hall joining us on Psalm Sessions.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, no, so we're happy to have you
so
here.
So pro.
This is the big league.
Yeah, that's what the cool kids say.
Amazing.
Yeah. So pro.
Next week on Psalm Sessions, we will have Sammy Hagar.
Well, we'll at least talk about him. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, probably. So, Abby, tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you up to these days?
So, these days, I am writing a lot. I've been writing like crazy because I'm going to be putting together a little bit of an EP to release in 2020.
Nice.
And recording downtown, so I'm kind of just mostly focusing on that. Cool. I have a few gigs, but I'm mostly just writing right now.
Doing the writing thing. So you write a lot of your own music.
Yeah, I love songwriting.
Yeah. So what gets you into that headspace of writing, and where do you draw your kind of writing experiences from?
I think Taylor Swift inspired me to write my first song. I watched the Love Story music video when I was eight, and I was oh my gosh, I want to do this. I want to write a song that is just like this. And it sucked, obviously. My first song was horrible.
That's
great.
And
I just I just want to keep doing it. And as a kid, you go through so many things. When I grow up, I want to be a vet, or I want to be a firefighter or whatever. And it changes over time. But songwriting, it's just stayed with me. And for some reason, I just kept doing it, and it just became just really not just a passion, but part of my life, kind of.
I think there's a little bit of rock star in all of us, right? We all kind of have this dream that one day we're going to be on the stage. And it's what would you say if you had to give a piece of advice? How do you learn how to be a songwriter? What kind of skills do you need to actually write a song? What does it take to kind of get into that world?
I think with anything, persistence for sure. But also, like, for me, when I didn't, I think what I struggled with at first was, like, how to format a song. Like, what does a bridge and chorus look like? And so what I literally did, like, I was obsessed with Taylor Swift at the time. I, like, wrote out one of her songs, and I looked at, like, okay, this is the verse, and it has four lines, and then the chorus, and she does, like, so it was pretty exact. I just copied it.
Yeah.
And then, like, as I kept going and looking into, and, like, mentors, I think, are huge to, like, people who you look up to. Just, like, send out a message and see if you can meet with them. And
people... Did you send out a message and meet with Taylor Swift? Or
is yeah. She just, like, she's like, yeah, totally.
Taylor Swift is actually right now sitting with Dan Aykroyd and Mark Zuckerberg listening to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. They're all listening together. All there.
We could say Taylor Swift is actually sitting here with us, and no one would ever know.
No one would know.
Whoa, guys, you should totally do that.
We're probably going to get sued if we keep going down this road. I think that's really cool. I know, so I went to school for music, and more of the kind of classical and jazz. So they didn't really teach us, like, composition in that sense. It was a lot of instrumental compositions. But I think you're right. I love that you said your first song sucked, because I think for every musician's first song sucks.
Oh, yeah.
I think back on some of the first songs that I wrote, and I mean, my songs still suck, so don't get me wrong. But
I'm sure they don't.
The first things that I wrote, you know, I got really hung up on rhyming conventions. Mm. Like, oh, does every line have to rhyme? And does that have to go into this and that and that? And so, you know, you'd come up with one sentence or one line that you're like, oh, yeah, that's deep, and I love that. What's going to rhyme with that? Thesaurus.com.
Right.
Okay,
right, yeah.
That word rhymes. Can I build a sentence? And, you know, and I basically wrote, like, the thesaurus song, and it was terrible.
Just becomes so so mechanical.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. It was bad.
Well, as everybody knows, you know, I'm taking some cues from each of our guests each week to try and learn a bit along the way. And I actually look forward to my first song sucking as well.
Yeah?
Yep.
You,
awesome.
You sent me a recording of you playing a song the other day.
A couple little bits and pieces.
What song was that?
Yeah, I don't even know.
No, I didn't know either.
It's in the works.
So, and you, do you come from a musical family, Abby, or?
My dad's pretty musical. He taught me how to play guitar.
Nice.
He loves to sing, and I probably, like, got that from him. But, yeah, my family, it's actually hilarious. If you come into our house, there's always somebody singing. Like, it's clashing, though. Like, it's like we are all singing, or, like, we're just loud in general. So,
nice.
Yeah, we
nice.
Are, I'd say, yeah, we're pretty musical.
Pretty
but, like,
musical
not,
family.
Like, class, like, not crazy theory or anything, just for the fun of it.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about this, how, you know, some people kind of you hit that level of, we call it the campfire musicians. And, like, that was me in my career. I, you know, I'll do pub gigs, and
right.
that's about as far as I'm ever going to go and want to go. Like, I'm happy with that. But I'm the same. Everyone jokingly tells me that my life has a soundtrack. My head is always doing something musical and singing a song, and it's funny, but we talked about this on the last episode, how nothing brings people together like music and food.
Yeah.
And right,
that's how,
right.
like, the best parties always take place in the kitchen. There's always music playing, there's always food, and there's, you know, people around it. And, like, that's what I love about music.
Yeah, I think even horrible shower singers is an awesome thing. Just belt it out. Have fun.
Totally, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you play guitar.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
I started playing when I was 13.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Just, like, mostly, like, chording and stuff. I just started guitar lessons again just to, like, revamp the skill a little bit.
Very cool. We're always learning. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a song for us?
Yeah, sure.
Think you could do that?
For sure.
So Abby's going to grab her guitar and get set up here. Now, Abby J. Hall, you can find her on Spotify. You have a tune that's almost hit 10,000 streams, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that was so fun. Yeah, time.
Yeah.
It got on a Spotify playlist, which, oh my goodness, I love Spotify. Like, I'm such
It's hard
a
to
big,
not love Spotify.
I know. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, back, like, you don't even have to rely on labels as much anymore.
Yeah.
It's been huge for the independent artist.
That's, and actually, so we'll talk about that in a minute, because, you know, Spotify's created a really interesting pattern in the musical world, where I know for some of the, kind of the bigger mainstream artists, there's some battles going on with Spotify and royalties and the streaming world versus, you know, does anybody, do you guys buy albums still?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I still purchase CDs. I'm very select.
Yeah.
But I've got a local shop in Hamilton that I frequent, and I think we'll actually have him as a future guest. And so if I see there's a new piece of music that's coming out that's something I really want to have as a keepsake, I still love the tactile nature of actually holding a CD case in my hand and putting it in my car. I'm a bit old school that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I see. I'll buy vinyls.
Yeah, I like that too. That's so cool that that's come back. Yeah.
Oh, it is. It is super come back. And it's funny because as soon as it started to make this resurgence, I went into the basement and blew off the old record player and got all the vinyls out. And I'm looking through them, and I've got Styx and Foreigner and Pat Benatar and all these classic rock albums. But now people, you can go and get a Slipknot album on vinyl. They're pressing everything. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So anyway, we are joined today by the one and only Abby J. Hall. Woo. She, what are you going to play for us, Abby?
This song is called Coincidence.
Coincidence. All right. Here you are, hearing it first on our podcast, Abby J. Hall. Take it away.
You go out of your way to find a little more about me. Hand on my shoulder, turn around, quite the sight. I'm not from this town, go ahead, show me round, and I'll pretend that I am listening to what you're saying, but I'm not in your eyes, getting lost, losing sense of sanity. I wanna know, do you believe in coincidence? Boy from Los Angeles, don't know much about LA. You're a chance I wanna take. Coincidence, life is just a hit and miss, but perhaps just for today. Coincidentally, we were meant to be. Yesterday we weren't even a thing, and now you are the song I wanna sing. Drive Sunset Boulevard, I don't really care how far, right next to you is where I wanna be. This might sound crazy, but it's not. Your hazel eyes got me lost, losing sense of sanity. I wanna know, do you believe in coincidence? Boy from Los Angeles, don't know much about LA. You're a chance I wanna take. Coincidence, life is just a hit and miss, but perhaps just for today. Coincidentally, oh, one hit wonder. You and me, we gotta finish the verse, but I don't know if we'll pass or cross again. You're stuck inside my head. One hit wonder. You and me, we gotta finish the verse, but I don't know if I pass across again. You're stuck inside my head. Coincidence, boy from Los Angeles, don't know much about LA. Hey, you're a shot I wanna take. Coincidence, life is just a hit and miss, but perhaps just for today. Coincidentally, perhaps just for today. We're meant to be a coincidence. He says he's from Los Angeles, must be an angel in LA. Left his halo with me. What a coincidence.
That was legitimately amazing.
That was awesome. Yeah, I found myself actually getting a smile was coming on us. The yeah. song was awesome. That was really fun. That's
wow.
cool. Really cool.
Oh,
bravo.
So much.
And I love that I'm taking guitar lessons, yeah. which come on. That was incredible. Well done.
What? Oh, thanks, Miles.
Wow.
That's so sweet. Thanks.
Wow. That I want to just hit rewind and let's just do that again. That's
yeah.
great.
You know, I've always been a huge fan of any live music, to hear it, whether it's a big venue, and maybe even I think I prefer a small club, a little more intimate setting.
Yeah.
And when someone gets up there with the confidence and does what you just did, I'm that's awesome.
Yeah. 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 Your voice is very reminiscent of a lot of, again, my background is jazz and things, and you make me think of like a French jazz singer. Like you could easily
that's the first time I've heard pull that kind of
like Clark Barlow kind of deal. Like it okay. beautiful job. Well
Thank
done.
You so much, Miles.
I don't know, like my brain is kind of broken now. I'm not even sure where to go. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the gigs you've done? So you were out in Nashville last year. What was that all about?
Yeah, I went to actually the CD Baby Music Conference.
Okay.
Do you guys know what CD Baby is?
I have no idea. No.
Okay, so it's like an online distribution company.
Okay.
So instead of going like through a label, you can like put your stuff on Spotify through CD Baby.
Okay.
And there's like TuneCore as well and a bunch of other ones, but I just go with CD Baby, and they're putting a conference on in Nashville. So I really wanted to go to that, and I kind of sung at like this, you can submit to, like, you can apply to be on the stage there, and it's part of their kind of like open mic type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got in, so we just like, I went with my mom and we kind of made like a trip out of it, and that was
that's super so cool.
Fun. Awesome.
And you of course played the Sound of Music Festival.
Yes. Oh my goodness. The Sound of Music has been awesome. Sound of Music, by the way, is so great in terms of supporting local talent. And every time I go there, just walking down the street, like Brant Street, like it blows my mind how much talent like is from the city of Burlington. And they're just professional. You guys, I'm not kidding you. Out of all the festivals I've played with or like bar gigs or whatever, if they have a sound team, are my favorite people. Hey. Like they're efficient, they get the job done, and yeah, it's awesome. I've loved playing and being a part of Sound of Music.
Nice. Well, thank you. And that's a shout out to our teams over at Ash and White, who do our production, and I think Tim Park over at Long and McQuaid. Yeah, well, that's really cool. Thank you to hear. We absolutely paid Abby to say all of that. So,
yes.
But no, we appreciate that. And so you've got a couple gigs coming up. We talked a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we were recording yet. You were telling us about a BPAC.
Yeah, we're me and a musician friend, Ty.
Good old Ty.
On this podcast.
Yeah.
We're performing next week at the Burlington Performing Arts Center.
Nice.
As part of like the Live and Local series.
Yeah. What night is that on?
That is Friday.
It is
the
Friday.
18th.
Friday the 18th.
Yeah.
Cool. That's very cool. Now, Abby, this is one of my favorite segments on this show.
Okay.
I keep saying this like we've been doing this show for years.
Brent's like laughing.
Brent's laughing. Because now Brent does not play the guitar.
Laughing/panicking/
Ladies
That's
and gentlemen,
fun. Fun.
It is now time for That's right, it is time for Teach Brent Guitar. If the two of you would kindly arm yourselves with your weapons of choice.
It's almost like I'm getting ready to go to battle, but a
it is.
Fun kind of battle.
But a fun kind of battle. So last week on the show, we had Ty Howie, who taught Brent how to play a G chord and a C add 9 chord. I was genuinely hoping that it was going to be a complete disaster.
I know, you wanted it to flop.
I did. I wanted you. I hate saying this out loud. You're my friend, my colleague, but I wanted you to fail so badly because it was going to give me 2 weeks of joy. But you actually crushed it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun. And it's been something that I've aspired to do for a very, very long time. And I think now that I'm here and part of the Sound of Music team, it's almost incumbent upon me to really kind of amp this up and let's learn something. And maybe I'll be on the Sound
that.
Of Music stage one
yeah,
day. Who knows?
Let's keep that dream alive. Now, Brent has brought his own toy with him today. What are you holding here, Brent?
Yeah, so this is, here's another Van Halen reference. This is a PV Eddie Van Halen Wolfgang guitar. So this is a guitar which I purchased actually 20 years ago, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to tell you how much money I paid for this thing to be sitting in the case. But, I mean, anybody who knows Eddie Van Halen, he's pretty much one of the best guitar players in the world, and the product is equally cool. And so I get to bring it out, and let's actually do this. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Can we hear what you learned last time?
Okay.
Now, Brent is playing an electric guitar. It's not plugged in, but we think we can still hear
it. I learned the G.
Nice.
That was good.
And it was the C add 9.
Yeah, or CAD 9.
CAD 9, yeah. So I, you know.
That's good.
It's not bad.
That's good.
You know what? Oh, you already know how to a strum, too.
Well, yeah, strum-ish.
Strum-ish.
Ish, yeah.
So now Abby's going fancy. She's got a capo on her guitar here.
Okay.
Oh, she's taking it off or moving. Okay, never mind. She's leveled the play field. Now, Abby, you've got 5 minutes to teach Brent something, whatever it is that you want to teach him.
Any little tidbit that's going to just start me on that road.
And go.
You know what? I think we should learn strumming.
Okay.
So you can, like, actually start, like,
are we sticking with the G?
Yeah, so let's do what you know. G.
That's literally what I know.
And then the C.
Okay.
Nine. Yeah, and then let's just mute the strings like this.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, so then it'll just sound like this.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You shouldn't hear, like, any.
Yeah, it doesn't probably come across much here, but
no, we can hear you.
It sounds pretty awesome to me.
You're nailing
it. And then now we're gonna go.
Okay.
Down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, and then just say it with me.
I like the groove, but
Down, down, okay. Up, up, down, up,
down, down,
we'll
up.
Just say it first.
We're just saying it, Brent. He's not good at following instructions.
No, I'm really horrible.
Okay.
So.
Down, down, up.
You're supposed to be speaking it.
Oh, I'm saying it too.
You're saying it out loud. You're not strumming yet.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying it.
There we go. This one's going a lot better than last time.
Abby says, we'll go slowly for you.
Yes.
That's great.
This is going a lot better than last time. I'm loving this.
Let's just forget about playing.
Okay.
Let's just go down, down, up.
Down, down, up.
Up, down.
Down, down, up, up, down. Down, down, up, up, down.
Yeah.
How's that? Down, down, up.
I'm loving this.
Stop it.
Okay, ready? Now we're going to go. Down, down, up, up, down.
Okay, I'm totally not getting this. All right, let's try again. Should we go?
Down, down, up, up, down. Yeah,
there it is.
Look at that.
Yeah, see?
There it is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Again. Down, down, up, up, down. Down, down, up, up, down. Down, down, up.
There it is.
Up, down. Oh. Down, down, up, up, down. Down, down, up, up, down. Yeah, and then let's do your G. Let's just do the G.
Okay.
So go. Down, down, up, up, down, 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 up, up, down, down,
whoa.
Up, then change the chord.
Oh, come on. Okay.
To the other one.
All right.
Yeah, look at you.
There it is. Come on.
Oh, now you can sing
I messed it up there. Yeah. That's cool.
Cool.
That
does this count as progress today?
Yeah,
I think
totally.
I think so.
You can now like sing a song with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time that we have for. That was absolutely amazing.
And we're back. That was fun. Thank you.
Thank you so
awesome.
Much. Abby, do you want to do another song for us? Do you have one more in you?
Oh, sure.
Sure, yeah. Grab your axe again.
Do you want an original or a cover?
Well, it's your career, so.
Okay.
What are you going to do? Is this going to be an original or a cover?
Yeah, sure. I'll do another original.
Another original. Ladies and gentlemen, here live on Psalm Sessions, an original by Abby J. Hall.
This one is called Neighbor, and I co-wrote it with Dara London. She's an artist from Toronto, and I really looked up to her style of songwriting. So it was really fun to write with her. Okay. Waking up, put my headphones on. All I ever hear is that familiar song. Passing cars, left to right. Where you going home tonight? How do you do? Do I really care? Would you even answer? Take the dare and walk the line. Look a stranger in the eye. Everybody knows someone who knows someone who knows someone. We're so busy mending fences. Did we build them too high? Too high. There's no time for second glances. Tell me when will your eyes meet mine? I'm not your friend, but I'm not a stranger. Could you trust me with your life if I were your neighbor?
small talk about missing sleep. Are we missing the opportunity to talk about what went down last week? Children crossing borders, running in bare feet. We live in boxes in the sky. Neighbors surround us, but who says hi in the elevator? You pass me by, do I pass your test, or are we passing time? Everybody knows someone who knows someone who knows someone. We're so busy mending fences. Did we build them too high? Too high. There's no time for second glances. Tell me, when will your eyes meet mine? I'm not your friend, but I'm not a stranger. Could you trust me with your life if I were your neighbor? Mama told us not to trust no one. Our mama told us not to trust no one. Now nobody knows, nobody, nobody knows, no one, nobody knows. Nobody knows. We're so busy mending fences. Did we build them too high? Too high. There's no time for second chances. Tell me, when will your eyes meet mine? 'Cause I'm not your friend, but I'm not a stranger. Could you trust me with your life if I were your neighbor?
Well done, Abby J. Hall, live on Psalm Sessions. That was, like, will you just come and sit in the corner of our office and just play tunes all day? Because that would be great.
Yeah, that was really fun. You have a really cool vibe. This is awesome.
No, I'm curious, because, like, just listening to your songs and listening to the content and listening to your voice, who, like, we talked a bit about Spotify. Who's on your playlist? Like, what are you listening to right now?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a really big fan of, like, I feel like a lot of indie music right now.
Yeah,
so, like, Sigrid, Maisie Peters. I love Maggie Rogers.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, for sure, is on the playlist. I feel like I'll always
less
be.
Indie.
I'll
always be. less indie.
Yeah,
less
indie, for sure.
That's cool. Do you have any shows you're going to coming up that you're excited about?
I was supposed to go to Maisie Peters last night, but I couldn't because there's a lot of gig prep I'm doing right now. But
because you had to stay up and study for the Sound of Music sessions.
Right. I did. So you passed on that. I did my homework here, guys.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I've got City in Color coming up in November. I'm looking forward to that show. That should be pretty good.
Mm.
Not quite indie, but I don't go to a lot of shows of that kind of mainstream variety anymore, so I'm looking
forward
to that.
Indie shows sometimes are the best, though. Brent was saying, like, how you can be a lot, like, more intimate, right, with the performer. It's not, like, a massive stadium.
Yeah, I saw Barnes Courtney play at the Mod Club a couple months ago, and his show is so live. Like, the energy is through the roof, and this guy's jumping around, and he's got some really great tunes, and when you see them live and that energy he brings to it, it's pretty cool. And yeah, seeing things in those small intimate venues is definitely pretty cool. I think so. There's other things coming up around town, around the Golden Horseshoe. I said it right.
Golden.
Golden.
Yeah,
Golden. I like to say Gordon Horseshore.
Gordon. See, once you say Gordon, you can't say horseshoes.
No. There's some pretty cool things coming up. Elton John is doing his 92nd farewell tour.
So cool.
October 23rd, 24th. I saw Elton John play on his last farewell tour down in St. Catharines. His show is unreal.
Like, we were there together that night.
That's right.
And that was... that was pretty amazing. I actually had never thought that I would find myself at an Elton John show. And I think we were, what, fifth or sixth row?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Man, that guy's got energy. He's a performer. He brings it.
So I've got to brag a little bit. So I've got a fairly robust music and autograph collection at home. And I have a Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album, which says 2 miles with love, Elton John.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have a certificate of authenticity? Or
let's go ahead and say yes. I do.
Sounds good.
Let's go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
Tool is going to be playing Scotiabank Arena November 11th and 12th. They've just dropped their new album, which has absolutely exploded. Everyone's going crazy about it. I think it's pretty good. It's their first album in, I think, 12 years.
Yeah, I do too. It's pretty hotly anticipated. It has been a long time since they have released music, and I think they sort of dripped out little bits of news here and there suggesting that something was coming, but they've been doing that for about 5 years.
Yeah, and I mean, the one tune on the album, it's like 13 minutes long, and surprisingly, I think it was Y108 played it in its entirety the other day, which they don't usually do songs that big. It's good. Like, you think about those 12, even like 8 minute plus songs, and you kind of start to get bored after a while. Mm-hmm. This is good. Like, it pulls you in and it keeps you engaged through that entire tune. But, you know, Tool's always been known for that. They've been known for their live gigs. So I bet you that's going to be a pretty big and amazing show. Cher's coming on November 29th. I was a little surprised by that. I guess her Vegas residency is over. Yeah.
Is your Vegas residency ever really over?
No, you just get weekends off.
Yep.
Yeah, and then looking a little bit more closer, we've got Chris Chambers coming up October 18th as part of the Friday live music program at Emma's Back Porch. Big shout out to Craig and the gang over at Emma's. Always really good to us. Abby J. Hall and Ty Howie are going to be playing that same Friday, October 18th.
Yeah, woo!
Woo! At the Burlington Performing Arts Center. Gator Ted's, if you're going to go a little bit more north, they've got their Friday and Saturday live music series going on. So we wanted to chat a little bit about some things that are going on in the musical world. They've announced the Super Bowl lineup. How do you feel about that, Brent?
Is it really a lineup?
I mean, it's something.
I don't know. It's interesting. The Super Bowl is known for and has a history of generally tending to those mainstream pop artists for their halftime show. I mean, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, you know, Prince, obviously all iconic, amazing artists. But
it's soon going to be you,
And Brent's going to do the halftime show.
I'm not sure I can even afford a ticket to the Super Bowl to sit in the stands.
No, they're going to pay you.
Yeah, oh, right.
Same. Yeah.
Okay, I'm there in that case then.
J-Lo and Shakira have been announced as the halftime show at the Super Bowl. How do you feel about that, Abby? Are you a J-Lo and Shakira?
You know
band?
What? I've been recently listening to the Waka Waka, like, Shakira song. It's like the best dance song. Bringing that back.
The best dance song. I don't honestly know if I've ever heard a J-Lo or Shakira song in its entirety. And I know, like, I work in the musical world. I'm not supposed to say things like that. But I don't know if I ever have.
Well, J-Lo, wasn't it Jenny from the Block?
Is that? Yeah.
Don't be fooled by the rocks she's got. She's still Jenny from the Block.
Jenny from the Block.
Yeah.
That's good, Brent.
Yeah.
That should probably be on your first EP. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, and you talked about how the Super Bowl has really catered a lot to that kind of pop world. So David Draiman, lead singer of Disturbed, which I'm a huge Disturbed fan, David Draiman has thrown in a bid where he would like to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. This has been somewhat well received so far. Corey Taylor, lead singer of Slipknot and Stone Sour, throwing in his support, encouraging fans to get out there, and I guess you can vote for who should sing the national anthem. Corey Taylor likes to interject himself into a lot of things that are going on. He's a big kind of Twitter warrior. One of my favorite Corey Taylor tweets, he likes to go to war with other bands for reasons unknown. He just has a lot of opinions about it. So he's not an Imagine Dragons fan. He really does not like them. And the quote that he once put on Twitter was, Imagine Dragons is to music as KFC is to chicken. And started this whole, like, he went hard at Nickelback for a while. Now he's going at Imagine Dragons. But he is, he's thrown in some support for David Draiman to sing the national anthem, which I think would be pretty cool to see.
Hey, I'll say it's long overdue. I mean, if you look at some of the big award shows, the Grammys, the American Music Awards, there really has been a slow, steady dwindling of what you might call the hard rock or the rock categories. Yeah. There are bands that are winning for the hard rock album and the hard rock band of the year that are they really have no business being in that category.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And that, and it's funny too, like that's why I get excited when bands like Monster Truck, you know, Hometown Boys around this area, like when they came out and I first heard them, I was like, yes, these guys, they're bringing yeah. back that classic rock sound and that driving kind of, you know, guitars and heavy beats. And but, you know, it's so hard for those bands to get into that mainstream world where they're competing in that way. And, you know, you talk about the indie scene. There's so many great indie rock bands out there mm-hmm. right now. You know, coming up, Ghost and Nothing More are going to be playing the, what is it, the Hamilton?
The First Ontario
Center. Thank you, Center, First yep. Ontario Center. Cool. You know, Nothing More, I think, is one of the best kind of indie rock groups that are out there right now. They're doing such great music. And but it's hard. Everybody's kind of struggling in that genre. So I'd like to see David Draymond. I would love to see Disturbed as the halftime show. You know, I think that would be really
you
cool.
Imagine that.
Could yeah. you? Like
lights and explosions and
yeah.
the whole, yep.
But, you know, I get it. Like, they need to sell tickets. They need to sell it. We've had this conversation with the Sound of Music Festival. And, you know, as we talk about programming and what are we going to put on the stage and, you know, it's sometimes it's hard being in this world. You've got to take off your own personal preference hat and do right. what's right for the business. And, you know, otherwise we'd have Disturbed and Sammy Hagar would be the show. That'd be fun. I'd go mm-hmm. to that.
I'm not sure. Does Abby even know who Sammy Hagar is? That's a great
you know,
I totally recognize the name. And if I heard a song, the most popular song, I'd probably be like, yeah.
There was a band called Van.
What were they again?
I don't know. It's Van Halen.
That's it.
Brent is a monster Van Halen fan.
Okay.
I like to poke fun at him and often drop Led Zeppelin songs and tell him that this is
passing them off as Van Halen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would. I would love to see, you know, a little bit more rock, a little bit of metal make its way into the Super Bowl, into the Grey Cup. They've got Keith Urban doing the halftime on Grey Cup.
Huh. Yeah, you know, I think it is really, it's interesting. It's a case of balancing some of your personal tastes and aspirations with what is popular, what right. is kind of trending now. And I mean, I came across, and I know this because I've got two daughters that are always listening to Spotify, and they're into the, you know, the latest and greatest in the pop world. And I just read something yesterday. Shawn Mendes has yeah. broken a Billboard chart record. He's the he has the most number one singles among solo male artists now.
Wow, that's yeah, awesome. And yeah. he's Canadian.
And he's Canadian. Yes. Are you that's a amazing. Shawn Mendes fan?
I totally am.
You totally, yeah. yeah. That's another one. I don't know if I have ever heard a song in its entirety.
I can't believe you haven't heard Senorita with Camila Cabello. That is on. There it is. That's the one.
You
can't
radio.
Sing it. You can't sing any more than that, or we'll get sued. Yeah. You can't. We don't have the
okay. Rights. Okay. Right.
Safe to say that song is on the radio about every 5 minutes.
Is it really?
It really is. Like yeah. sometimes on like two stations at once. Yeah. And, like,
see,
at the
I don't.
Time.
I don't listen to the radio. This is the problem. Is I'm like so hooked on Spotify that I've got playlists downloaded. Even so, I ride a motorcycle. I've got massive speakers on my bike. I've got a playlist with like 500 songs, and I'll just awesome. Hit random and go. I don't
and go.
And go. I don't. I don't listen to the radio anymore. It's you know, every now and then I will, and it's funny because as I listen to the radio, I find I get more. Like enjoyment out of listening to the hosts than I do the music. And I find a lot of the music gets repeated and played to death, and bands that, oh, I love this band, but then I'll hear the song 73,000 times on the radio, mm-hmm. and now I'm like, nope, I'm out. So yeah, I'm one of those. I've kind of given up on the radio in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Sorry to our partners in the media world. Big shout out to Y108. And yeah, no, there, the radio, I'm going to backpedal a bit. Eagles. The Eagles are going back out on tour. Yet again, another farewell tour from a band who's had 73 farewell tours. They are going out, however, with the original lineup of the Eagles, which is cool.
Yeah, I like that. I think anything that is kind of a throwback and a shout out to what they look like in their original yeah. days is pretty cool. And for these guys to still be getting up on stage and, yeah. and playing after all these years is impressive in its own right.
I mean, and so this tour, they're going to play the entire Hotel California album, which
oh,
is,
awesome.
I think that's pretty cool. I remember back when they did their Hotel California tour, and the production was just the guys, and they were just like sitting on stools playing these tunes, and it was really cool. Like it felt intimate, and it felt, you know, like you were there with the Eagles. It was pretty cool. So I'm hoping that it'll be just as good. I'm sure I can't even afford to look at the tickets, let alone go. But yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah. Concerts are expensive for sure.
Concerts are expensive, and you know, and then you get into the fees, and you get into taxes, and all these things, and there's huge issues with scalpers and bots buying up tickets, and I know Ticketmaster's come under a bit of fire for that, and it is. I think the ticketing world is getting a little bit harder, and you know, there's some bands I'd love to go see, but you kind of look at that valuation, and you're going, oh, but do I want to see them that bad, or do I want to hit play, you know, on my $12.99, yeah, on my 500 Spotify playlist, and yeah, and call it a day. So yeah, it is interesting. So I want to end off with one last question here. Who would you, Abby J. Hall, like to see on the stage at the Sound of Music Festival?
Ooh, dang, I'm gonna have to think about that. Like, is it like a local artist or like a
anybody? If the sky was the limit, they can be alive, they can be dead, they can be $10 million.
Okay, to be honest, I would love to see Walk Off the Earth again.
Really?
I think they're my favorite, like one of my favorite performers as a group together.
Well, they're playing Kitchener in November. I'm going to that show too.
Oh.
They are a good show. I think we talked about them on the last podcast.
We did.
How, like, they are not just musicians. They are performers. And when you see their show, you get a full show experience. It's not just a band playing music. Mm-hmm. They do such a great job, and they're lovely, wonderful people, and they're locals, and we love all of that about them.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, Walk Off the Earth. Well, maybe we can arrange that. Maybe we can get Walk Off the Earth. I'm sure that Sarah and Johnny and Joel and Marshall are sitting right now with Dan Aykroyd and Taylor Swift and Mike Zuckerberg.
Hey guys,
thanks again for listening. That does bring us to the end of this edition of the Sound of Music Sessions. We were here with Abby J. Hall. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And again, that the music you played, that was amazing. It was incredible.
Thank you. I hope you learned something.
Yeah, I've written here on my notes, my strumming pattern is down, down, up, up, down. It's written right here.
That's awesome.
He wrote that down.
So good.
Good on you. On behalf of myself, Miles, and my co-host.
It's Brent here.
It's Brent. Thank you all so much for joining us. We will see you again in 2 weeks when we have a very special guest joining us. Thank you again, Abby J. Hall. We will see you soon.
See ya.